Dictation for Dolores, D-O-L-O-R-E-S, DePue, D as in David, E, P as in Paul, U-E. March 834. Address as a letter to Dr. Gunnell, G-U-N-N-E-L-L, 8025029. Dear Dr. Gunnell, for a consultation for Mrs. DePew, chronic kidney disease. She was not aware of this problem, used to see Dr. Wertheimer, W-E-R-H-E-I-M-E-R, who has retired. Also cardiology, Dr. Gellman, G-E-L-L-M-A-N, also retired. Has not noticed any changes on weight or appetite, says to be eating well without vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. No changes in urination, no infection, cloudiness of blood, or decreased volume. No major incontinence. Does have diffuse body pain, arthritis. Stable edema, compressing stockings. No wounds, ulcers, claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes, no numbness, tingling, burning, no recent chest pain palpitation, no lightheadedness, no pacemaker, denies dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, denies the use of oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, no skin rash, bruises, no bleeding, nose gums, no fever, headaches, review system negative. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension, coronary artery disease, failed attempt of stenting, medication treatment only, congestive heart failure, mild decreased ejection fraction, carotid artery disease, surgery, excuse me, carotid artery disease, right sided, no surgery done, no TIS stroke, denies active claudication symptoms, even thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, denies kidney stone, pneumonia. Next paragraph. Surgeries including FIRO for a benign condition, left total knee replacement, right shoulder scope, gallbladder, appendix, hysterectomy, including tubes and ovaries, benign, no cancer, bilateral length implant. Next paragraph, side effects to Norvas with hives and coding vomiting. Next paragraph. She did smoke less than 10-year pack. No alcohol. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications at home include Benadryl, aspirin, Lipitor, Celexa, Felodipine, Lasix, thyroid replacement, Losartan, no anti-inflammatory agent, does take B12 and was taking before Zolpidem for insomnia. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Also for, she mentioned some kind of numbness, back area radiating to the right more than on the left. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 169, 62 inches tall. Blood pressure 140 over 60 on the left, 142 over 60 on the right, alert oriented stand 3, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no teeth, no dentures, normal speech, prior thyroid surgery, no palpable masses, minor JVD, no carotid bruits, lungs clear without consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, masses or ascites, decreased pulses, minor cyanosis, minor edema and varicose veins, normal speech, no focal deficit, has length implant. Next paragraph. Chemistries. Creatinine has been since 2021 between 2 and 2.2. Most recent one, June this year, 2.1 for a GFR of 22. That will be a stage 4 with a normal sodium, potassium, acid base, albumin, calcium. Liver function test not elevated. Anemia around 11.3. Normal platelet count. low total white blood cell, low lymphocytes, normal thyroid, well-controlled cholesterol. I don't see a urine sample. There is an echo from 2017, ejection fraction at 45-50%. In that opportunity, inferior vena cava was dilated, mitral valve was calcified, moderate mitral regurgitation. Next paragraph, assessment and plan chronic kidney disease, changes documented a number of years, no evidence of progression, not symptomatic, no symptoms of urine encephalopathy, pericarditis, probably related to hypertension. Requesting blood testing on a monthly basis, a kidney ultrasound to assess for asymmetry and obstruction. Continue pressing regimen, avoid anti-inflammatory agents. We will update anemia workup with iron studies, B12 folic acid reticulocyte. We will update PTS for secondary hyperparathyroidism. We'll see what the urine shows in terms of activity for blood, protein, or cells. There's a background of atherosclerosis with unsuccessful attempts of coronary artery stents, known to have atherosclerosis of carotid arteries. Physical findings, lower extremities without overt claudication symptoms. All issues discussed with the patient, we will follow over time. End of dictation.